Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Hey, are you having a good Saturday today?
Well, I am. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. So this is our review show. We learn a lot during the week. We watch those lessons.
That's right. Saturdays are very important. You can review the lessons and features from the week. It's very helpful.
So what happened this week? Well, Ben gets new bed sheets. I know that sounds exciting, but it's also very useful as well. And I think our friends are forming a baseball team. Wow, well, that is really great. So I can't wait to get started and review all these things.
All right, friends, let's get started together. So pay attention and we'll ask you some questions later. Here are the conversations.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Taylor. Can you help me?
Sure. What's on your mind?
I need new bed sheets, but I can't choose a color.
Well, what color are your sheets now?
Blue. My favorite color is blue.
You can buy blue sheets again.
Yes, but maybe I need a change.
What color are your bedroom walls?
They're blue.
And your bedroom furniture?
My bookcase and my desk are white.
So your bedroom is all blue and white.
Yeah, maybe I have to get blue sheets again.
You could buy sheets with a blue and white pattern.
That's a good idea. Thanks, Taylor.
Ben, what are you doing after work?
I'm shopping for new sheets.
Can I come with you? I want a new blanket.
Sure. We can go to the store downtown.
Then we can both shop for bedding.
Yeah, let's meet outside the studio at 5 p.m.
Okay, then we can go downtown together.
Linda, do you like your new blanket?
Yes, it suits my bedroom well.
Thanks for shopping with me.
It was fun. And my new blanket only cost $30.
I like my new sheets too, but they weren't easy to find.
I know. Most of the patterns were green.
But I did find a blue pattern in the end.
Hi, Linda. What's new?
Not much. I bought a new blanket yesterday.
That's funny. Ben was looking for new sheets.
I know. We went shopping together.
Oh, good. Did he find anything?
Yes, he found a nice blue pattern. He bought a set of bed sheets with two pillowcases.
Excellent. They will suit his blue bedroom. Are you happy with your new bed sheets, Ben?
Yes, they match my blue bedroom.
That's good.
I like my bedroom, but I'm a little bored with only blue and white.
If you want more color, you could get some art for the walls.
That's another good idea, Taylor. I'll get something nice.
May and Julie were walking home from school. Julie was asking May about the comic book club. May was in the club.
I was thinking about joining,
Julie said.
But you don't like comics,
May said.
Why do you want to join?
So we can spend more time together,
Julie answered. But May didn't really want to spend more time with Julie. Julie was nice, but May didn't want her to be a member of the comic book club.
Hey, Do you want to go to the bookstore tonight? You could show me some comic books.
Julie said.
Sorry, I have to do something with my family.
May said, but that was not true. May just wanted to avoid Julie.
Okay, another time.
Julie said and went home. Later, May was reading. Then she got a call from her friend, Cynthia.
May, we have to go to the mall's bookstore. There's a special sale on comic books today.
May wanted to go to the bookstore. She wanted to get some new comics. Then she remembered Julie. What if Julie saw her at the mall with Cynthia? May didn't know what to do. What would you do?
Ben, do you play baseball?
I did. In school, they called me the king of the field. But I don't play now.
Okay, so you're a good player. Do you want to play baseball again?
Sure! I love baseball!
Maybe we can form a baseball team.
That's a great idea! I can't wait!
Hello, Ben.
Hey, Rob. Can you play baseball?
Yes. I was a pitcher in university.
Great! Alex and I are forming a baseball team. Will you play with us?
Sure. Put me on the pitcher's mound. Then all the batters will be scared.
Excellent. We'll have a good team.
Yes. And being confident will help. Hi, Alex. Our new team will be great.
Yeah,
I plan to hit many home runs.
You'll have to run fast around the bases.
I will. Although, I'll also be careful. It's easy to get out.
That's true. When is our first practice?
Saturday. But we still need more players.
Okay. I'll ask some of my friends.
Hey, Linda. Would you like to join our baseball team?
What baseball team?
Ben, Rob, and I have formed a baseball team.
Cool. I used to play baseball when I was younger.
Great. What position did you play?
I was the catcher. My glove was like a wall behind the plate.
That's funny, Linda. Everyone is so confident. This will be fun.
Do we have all the equipment that we need for baseball practice tomorrow?
I think so. Linda has a catcher's helmet. And I have a bat.
And here is a baseball.
Great. And I think that everyone can bring baseball gloves too.
Perfect. What time are we meeting at the baseball diamond?
We're meeting at 10 a.m. Remember to bring your A game. I think that we're ready for the practice tomorrow.
Rob's bringing some friends, and he'll be our starting pitcher.
Linda will be our catcher.
And we will be star batters.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun.
As long as someone hits a home run, I'll be happy.
I'm sure someone will. I just hope they aren't on the other team.
Okay, everyone, let's review together. Here's how we will do this. I'll ask Peter some questions, and you could be answering them at home, too. But Peter will try and help you out here on the show.
Oh, I'll try my best. I usually get them right.
Okay, Peter, here we go. The first one is not a question at all.
Oh, great. Well, this should be pretty easy then.
Don't be so sure. I have a tongue twister for you. This is something hard to say. It's about Ben's blue bed sheets. Just try to say it without messing up.
Okay, can you give me the note?
Oh, okay. Here you go.
All right, let me read this tongue twister. Okay. Ben buys brand new blue bed sheets, but not blankets. There. Now it's your turn.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that. Okay. Ben buys brand new blue bed sheets, but not blankets.
Oh, very good job. Friends, try saying that one at home.
Okay, well, that was fun. Now I have another question. When something looks good or matches you, what can you say?
Well, that suits you very well.
That's the right answer, Peter. All right, let's move on. Our friends want to form a baseball team. Who used to be known as the king of the field?
Well, me, of course.
Okay, well, try again, Peter. It's not you.
That's not the answer. Well, okay, it was Ben. Ben was the king of the field.
Yes, he was. He was the king of the field. All right, friends, right now we need to take a little break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. Okay, so we had a talk about it this week. So what would you do with a friend like Julie? Someone that wants to be your friend.
Yeah, this isn't easy. I think I would be nice to her. She's trying to spend time with me. But I don't necessarily have to be a close friend. But I don't think it's right to lie and say, oh, I have something with my family going on.
That's right. Well, as long as you're nice to her, right? All right, now it's time for us to watch our features one more time. Here we go.
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just riding my bike, and I had an accident. I fell off my bike. But don't worry, I'm not hurt too badly. I just have a little cut. I'm glad I was wearing my helmet. It kept me safe. Riding a bike is fun, but if you're not careful, it can be dangerous. We must always try to be safe when we ride our bicycles.
Riding a bicycle can be a cheap and convenient way to get around. It is also a good exercise. But riding a bicycle can be dangerous if you're not careful. What are some ways you can stay safe on a bicycle? First, always wear a helmet. The helmet will protect your head. Make sure your helmet fits right. You don't want it to be too big or too small. Next, when you're riding your bicycle, try to wear bright clothes. This helps other people on the road to see you. If they see you, that means they're less likely to hit you. Also, it's best to ride during the daytime. This is the safest. Also, be careful where you ride. Don't ride on busy streets. And stay to the side of the road or on a bike path. When you ride, look ahead and see if there might be things on the ground that will block you. And watch for cars or trucks that might be coming your way. always ride with the traffic, never against it. And follow all traffic rules. Do these things, and you can have a fun and safe ride.
Staying safe when riding your bike is important. No one likes to get hurt. Alright, I have fixed my leg, and I'm ready to go back out and ride my bike again. I'll be more careful this time. Will you go and ride your bike too? Maybe I'll see you outside. Alright friends, I'm going to go. I'll see you next time.
Something to get me up to speed.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better, try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grapes or cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Get ready, get ready. It's time to take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
I'm hungry.
Let's go.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better, try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grapes or cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break. Get some friends and have some cake. There's lots of food out there to try. Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about baseball. And here to answer my question is Mr. Homer Ron.
Hi Ron.
Hello Homer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now Homer, you are a baseball fan, right?
That's right. I love baseball, and I love watching it, too.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from May Lai of Singapore. May writes, baseball is a popular sport around the world. I'm wondering something. How long does a baseball game last?
Well, that's a great question, and here is the answer. It depends.
It depends? Depends on what?
Well, it depends on how long it takes to play all the innings.
That's right. There are 9 innings in a baseball game.
Yes. In baseball, the teams take turns batting. When both teams have had a chance to bat, that is 1 inning.
So when both teams have played 9 innings, the team with the most points wins.
That's right. A short baseball game takes about 2 hours. Normal games take about 3 hours, but sometimes they can last even longer.
What if both teams have the same score at the end of 9 innings?
Well, then the game will continue until an inning ends with one team having more points.
That's why a baseball game might last a long time. Thanks for answering our question, Homer. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
My dear sister Jessie, I would like to read a book to you.
Mm-hmm.
But first, you must close your eyes.
All right. Go ahead, Brad.
Today was a lovely day. I did well on my test. My friends all think I'm smart, and my hair looks so nice. Even my teacher said so. I have started to like a handsome guy at school. Well, what do you think so far, Jesse?
I like it.
Someone said a super sentence. Yes.
Huh?
Yes, 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 yes. I am Super Sentence Man. And the sentence you said is, someone has or have done something. I have started to like a handsome guy at school.
Yes, this is from the book I'm reading.
Well, I'm sure that book has many super sentences. Now, just for fun, can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Okay, all right. The family has eaten already.
Very good. The family has eaten already. Super. Oh, what about you? Do you have one for me?
Yeah, I have just said a super sentence.
I have just said a super sentence. That was great. Super, super. Oh, so how does this book continue?
Yes, it sounds interesting. Like something I've read before.
Okay, I just read, have started to like a handsome guy at school.
Mm-hmm. A super sentence.
Mm-hmm. His name is Corey Reynolds. He makes me smile.
Hey, that's my diary.
Oh, you like him so much.
Brad, give it back.
Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I really enjoy our features. Song time is always good and encouraging.
Yes, it is. And we hope that reviewing English with us was also encouraging for you, too.
Oh, hey, Peter, aren't you late?
Late? Late for what?
Well, didn't you say that you were going to play baseball today? You were going to practice.
Oh, I told them I was going to practice. It's their first one. I want to join them and play outside. This will be a lot of fun. Well, friends, join us next time on Monday for a start of new lessons.
That's right. You can always come back every Monday for a brand new, wonderful lesson. Okay, we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.